is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. Live from Wildcat Golf Club on Alameda, this is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. Nick has joined the fray this morning as we are live at Wildcat Golf Club down here in Pearland. And we got the CCA, the golf tournament, the fishing golf tournament today. Lance, you all in?
With fishing?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, golf.
Golf or fishing?
Golf fishing. Golf fishing is
what we're
doing.
Is it for golf or fishing?
Golf fishing we're doing.
All right.
That's what we're doing.
I fish sometimes when I golf out in the water. If you're on the edges of the water, you look for yours, you look for someone else's. Although I'm not one of those guys with a ball retriever. You know that guy that you get stuck playing with, ball retriever guy who you know anytime he gets near the water, you're going to be stuck for another 5 or 6 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, this guy's going to be.
Oh, no. Ball retriever in your bag.
Pro is not a fan. Let it go.
Or covers on your irons.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Yeah, you got to protect that iron. Yeah, so that was that's good stuff. So we will talk a lot of that today. We got golf to talk. We also have a lot of football, basketball. You want to talk about, my goodness. We got a little, we got a lot to talk about basketball wise.
Yeah.
What with the Rockets showing up and looking great,
looking good, yeah.
And then Mike D'Antoni apparently not coming. He's not coming back next year, and it is going to be an interesting off season to see who can get the most out of James and Russ, and who can actually lead this team to the next level, because it's at a level. Right now, that is not good enough. Just not good. How about Denver taking the Clippers to 7?
That's unbelievable. Down 19 and
not quitting.
They didn't quit. I mean, that's a tough-minded team. I think Malone is a really good coach. He gets those guys to play. They really like playing for him. I give him a ton of credit. I can't believe they're going to 7. I really can't. I mean, the Clippers. They watching them in Game 6. That game was there for the Clippers to win, and then the Nuggets took over it and wouldn't let it go. I mean, game 5. And in game 6, I'm just thinking, holy crap, I definitely thought this was over. So I give them a ton of credit.
Yep.
That's a tough-minded team, Denver team.
So now, I mean, with the way that they're playing and the way that there's no quit, the way that they came back and beat Utah after being down 3-1.
Yeah.
And this is another level now doing this. I mean, we have our best teams. Well, what we thought were our best teams. I'm not sure Milwaukee fits in that anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially in the postseason. But we got the Lakers and the Clippers up there, upper echelon. Miami and Boston up there, upper echelon. And Denver is right there. And the Rockets are down there with Utah and Oklahoma City. And those teams right now.
It's
what they are.
Take a look at how Denver has responded versus how the Rockets responded.
Yeah.
When the going gets tough for the Rockets, they do what they always do. They just kind of
fold.
They just fade into the background. That's who they are. It's what they are. They typically just fold up. When you face an elimination game, they've lost, 7 of the last 8 in spectacular fashion generally. They usually lose by double digits whenever they get eliminated. Oftentimes by over 20. It's happened even dating back to when Van Gundy and Tracy McGrady took on the Mavericks and got their heads kicked in the Game 7. It happened in one of the most embarrassing fashions is when they got eliminated by the L.A. Lakers. I remember in L.A. in a playoff series where they were down. I don't know. They got beaten 20 or 30. Like this, it always happens where you catch an elimination game and they get embarrassed. And that's what they do. And you can say what you want. I've already seen people like, James played great. It was everyone else. He didn't have any help. You know, we talked about
it. Was 2 for 11?
No,
I know, but in the game before, he was 2 for 11. So
wasn't an elimination.
Oh, stop.
What an illumination.
Yeah, he played great.
James is
he
not.
He just played great.
James can't do anything with this team. Like, it doesn't matter who's on it. He doesn't have the ability to elevate his team. I don't need to see more years of it to know that. It's obvious. We've seen enough games. I know exactly who. I know exactly who he is. I know exactly. There's no we still have to wait and see. I know exactly who he is. to a T. There's no question.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what's interesting, though, is that when you circle back to the conversations that the three of us had after the Russell Westbrook trade, and it was brought back to my attention. Somebody posted or retweeted a tweet that I had at that time, and it was about this trade. And it was the conversation we all had the next day. We didn't love this trade because it was amazing that you were able to get rid of Chris Paul's contract. That was incredible that you were able to get rid of Chris Paul's contract. But at what cost? I mean, I understood you didn't really have anything that you could do because James hated Chris Paul and wanted Chris Paul out, and maybe vice versa. But you really didn't have – I mean, look, here's what you ended up giving up, 2 first-rounders, and then you took on a contract.
And switched first-rounders with him too.
Yeah, and then you took on a contract that was even more than Chris Paul's. You yeah. basically get you what you gave
with
it
an
to
extra
us
year, an extra year.
With an extra year, and it's actually even more money.
Yeah.
And it's untradeable now.
Oh, yeah.
So you took on a worse untradeable contract and gave up first-rounders for it just so James could have his friend.
Well, because James and – no, because James and Chris could not coexist.
Yeah, you're in worse position.
And the word that I got from someone in the organization was that Mike D'Antoni's a P. He would not intercede. He wouldn't shut it down. It was going on for a lot of the year. And Mike D'Antoni just sat there and watched it because Mike D'Antoni, and this is the reason why Mike D'Antoni can't get the most out of James Harden, is because he won't stand up to him. He basically won't even coach James. Whatever James Harden does, because Mike D'Antoni has a job as long as James Harden liked him. He had a job as long as James Harden. Yeah, that's why you're here. Why isn't Dwight here? Why isn't Chris Paul here? Why isn't Kevin McHale here? Because James didn't want him here anymore. So Mike D'Antoni made sure that James wanted him here, that he did everything to appease James. But look at where it gets you in basketball terms. You suck in the postseason. You can't get it done in the postseason. You can't because you just let James run the flipping show. That's
yeah.
why. You can't get it done.
It's At some point, a coach or a general manager is going to have to get rid of, going to have to get control of this team, because I don't feel like they truly have control of this team. Like
no.
they can decide who the players.
No, James
are
runs
be on.
His team.
Yeah, and as long as James runs his team, he's not the alpha. He's just not Kawhi. He's not. You know, LeBron, he's not one of those guys. When the going gets a little tough, he didn't play terrible in the last game, but he didn't elevate the game. It was that was a blowout.
No.
That was a blowout the whole time. They made a little bit of a run, and then it was just back to the same old thing. So it was, you know, he can't elevate anyone. James is great at stats. He's great at getting stats. And Daryl Morey right now is going to be in the crosshairs. Now you got Mike D'Antoni is gone. Now you're going to look at Daryl Morey, who now has created a team that you're going to have a hard time getting away from. Eric Gordon, 3 more years. James Harden is extended, I think, through that same amount of time.
23, I believe.
Same thing with and you can't move any of those guys.
No. You might be able to move James.
No. I'm sorry. Yeah, you can move James. Well, that's what I'm advocating.
Yeah.
I'm advocating for moving James. You can't move the other two. You're not going to be able to move Russell Westbrook.
No.
You're not going to be able to move Eric Gordon.
No.
So you've given away unmovable contracts. Of course, I've said that before about Daryl Morey, and he has.
Well, he moved them by giving up two firsts.
Yeah.
And taking on a worse contract.
That's a
Rick Smith Brock Osweiler trade.
Yeah, that's the only way he could do it.
That's a Brock Osweiler trade.
That's the only way he could do it. You don't have first rounders anymore to build. You don't have money that you can spend. Not really. And you're stuck with – and did Eric Gordon play well the other day? No. The answer is no. He was terrible.
Gordon was terrible all year except maybe 4 games in the postseason.
Yeah. Russell Westbrook was a zero factor. I mean, he was completely done in the
postseason. He got outdone by Rajon Rondo.
Yeah, Rajon Rondo outworked him. So, and then James, of course, is just a guy just getting through the motions. And, oh, he had 30. What about the 30? His team was a non –
He was a ship.
He was putting in – he was putting in points in a blowout, another blowout.
Yeah.
And you were being blown out in the first quarter.
You know what
matter.
That was Matt Ryan yesterday getting me points in a blowout. Thank you.
That's exactly what that was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's kind of Matt Ryan.
He's Matt Ryan-ish.
He's kind of Matt Ryan-y.
Except Matt Ryan got to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
So I just I'm telling you, Daryl Morey's the next guy up because Mike D'Antoni is gone now. He's got two choices. He can either move James Harden and reshuffle the deck. And I'm tired of hearing people say, but you'll become the Knicks or 76ers. You've never become the Knicks or 76ers. He's done things this whole – Daryl Morey has never let this team become Knicks or 76ers. He's had owners who didn't want to do that. And so I highly doubt Tillman wants to become Knicks or 76ers. So he will make deals. One thing he does well is analyze the prospects on other teams. He never gets destroyed on trades at all. He usually wins them. That's where the In Morey We Trust came from. He usually recognizes talent.
Not that Russ trade.
At some point, well, I think he knew the problems he was facing.
Well, yeah, he had to. He had zero choice.
He had no
choice because James wouldn't play with him.
So he did what he could do, and that's fine. But what you have now is a team of guys who have played their best basketball and are either headed down, or in James's case, he's who he is now, and then Russ is headed down, and Eric Gordon's headed down. That's a reality. You got P.J. Tucker, and you got a bunch of tiny Lilliputians. And now what?
So you can't change now. No, this is it. And James, in the postgame, we're a piece away. We're a piece away.
I know, and I heard about Daniel, and I'm sure some of you think
Daniel
piece of
what?
Is...
A piece of what?
Someone said side piece? For the side piece.
Is this where I'm?
Oh, yeah. Man, I tweeted out.
Is this right? Yeah.
Can I tell you how dumb people are?
Sure.
Can I please tell you how dumb people are? I tweeted this out. The Rockets were a Chris Paul hamstring and a Daniel House booty call away from winning two NBA titles.
Clearly the
damn
second
the
one
luck.
Was a joke, yeah.
Yeah, clearly a joke. Can I tell you how many people responded?
Daniel House was not the defense in the team.
I was like, dude, really? You're kidding, right?
Is the piece bringing Sam Cassell? Is that the piece that James is talking about? Making Sam Cassell the coach?
It's always something. It's not him ever.
It's not him.
I know. All the pieces that need to happen are the moves that need to happen.
I know what move we need to make. We're a piece away. Which piece? Kevin Durant? Like a legit superstar? Is that the piece you're talking about?
Does Morey have the balls to trade Harden?
I think he has the balls. He just has to get the go at. Daryl Morey's not afraid to trade. It is. Now, I guess is a pretty good question because – who asked that question?
It was Chris.
They should be inextricably tied. If Daryl Morey trades Harden, you should take the flight with him. You backed him for years, and if you are blowing it up, then you should go too. I'm not going to say it's been a waste because that would be disrespectful to what they've done in the regular season and challenging the Warriors. But you can't tie yourself to this guy and then determine that he's not good enough and stay.
Well, especially since all the superlatives.
But at some point, you got to be honest. I mean, I give credit to NFL GMs all the time or head coaches who realize we missed in the draft. We got to get away from a guy. At some point, you have to know when to get away. I think the point is right now. You have no draft picks. You have no other way. I mean, I'm not saying it's going to be better if you move, but you at least could get younger. You at least could expand your roster into something that looks different. Small ball's not going to win. Small ball can't win.
Can you possibly bring Daniel House back?
I mean, no.
What does James think?
I don't know. Yeah, ask James.
Yeah, I mean, honestly.
Ask James if he can come back.
If James says he can come back, he probably does.
Yeah.
Because that's the only young, cheap guy you got. He's the only young, cheap piece that actually plays and contributes.
Yeah.
That's it. You got nothing else. Nothing.
Did you see the best – we gotta break it here, but – the best tweet was somebody goes, man, the Rockets losing for what? James Harden, if James Harden hadn't blocked Lou Dort's shot, he wouldn't have messed up Daniel House's marriage.
Right.
They would have just gone home. And
that's all
Daniel
it did. That's all
Daniel
that
House's
did.
Wife on Instagram, yeah. She's like, you reap what you sow.
That's right. Oh, and she took him off everything.
Yeah.
He's out on everything. Can't blame her.
Publicly embarrassed.
Oh, my God. 714 ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, if you have a website that you know is not the best and you know it needs some work, SiteJab can do it for you. SiteJab, actually, let's say you're a startup business, let them work on your startup business. Why don't you let them handle whatever it is that you've got going on with your website, whether it needs to be completed from scratch or it needs to be remodeled? They can do it. For two decades, they've been doing that for customers. And with SiteJab, you have a company who is really determined to make sure that your website has the latest and greatest, the technology, the user interface, the flow. They want to make sure that anyone who goes to your site, and 80% of the customers who are looking to use your business will go to your website, find out more about you, look at the profile of the work that you've done, and they'll make sure that they shine the brightest light on the work that you've done so they can turn your eyes on your website into actual business and into actual leads. SiteJab.com. They can also add e-commerce to your website. SiteJab.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Hey, I'm going to talk about Caliber Roofing. Love these guys over at Caliber Roofing, and you will too. They are just awesome at what they do. And here's the thing that I love about them too, and they emphasize this. You're going to get an honest quote. There are a lot of guys out there, a lot of companies out there. We got to make money. Let's just do whatever we have to do. You know what? They don't need a new roof, but we're gonna work this deal. That's not the case. They tell me, and they're going to tell you, if there's nothing to do up there, what they're going to do is they're going to say, thanks, give us a call in 5 years. But if you think you've got some issues, or if you've had issues in the past, or you've had some kind of damage, then give them a call and let them take care of this business. If Lance would have called him instead of trying to fix his own gutter, guess what would have happened? He'd still have a shoulder. He could play golf today. He can't. If you need gutters, if you need painting, if you need siding, you need decking, you need power washing, you need any kind of new roofing, they use Owens Corning roofing shingles. They're awesome. These guys are great. You're going to love them. All right, Caliber Roofing and Exterior, 713-823-9355, 713-823-9355, or 975roof.com.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club on Alameda. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Let's talk a little NFL. We haven't even gotten to it yet. Some thoughts on some stuff that you saw yesterday. Your Eagles sucked.
Holy crap. I mean, they did the same thing they did last week.
But last year. How do you do that in the second half? How do you get sacked 8 times?
With the money they have in that offensive line, that's unbelievable.
What about Chase Young now?
Yeah.
You got Kerrigan, you got Young.
Chase Young and Kerrigan are going to be a problem. Because, Kerrigan, no one ever talks about Ryan Kerrigan ever. Mm-hmm. And I looked at his stats last year in the run-up of the pre-draft. I'm like, holy crap, Ryan Kerrigan is legit. I mean, that dude is absolutely legit. And now you're throwing Chase Young on the other side. They're going to be a problem, and probably quickly, because Chase Young is a player who you can see getting better and better. I gave him a really high projection. That's because he's a guy that you can see all the talent in the world. He's just got to figure out how to rush the passer. Well, that stuff can all be taught. That stuff can be taught by Kerrigan. It can be taught by coaches. That's stuff that can be learned very, very quickly. So I don't worry about that. Does he have the ability to get to the quarterback? Absolutely. So now you see that's a real problem in Philadelphia. That's a real problem because you go in and lose to Washington. You know what I didn't realize? Right now Ron Rivera is going through 5 days a week of cancer treatment. 5 days a week of cancer treatment and then going out on the practice field. Like, what an unbelievable warrior that guy is.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And Riverboat Ron, head coach of Washington football team. Jay Glazer, I was listening on the radio headed back, and we went out of town, and he was coming back. Washington Redskins, I'm sorry, my deepest apologies, the Washington football team. Like he was, you know, everyone has to catch themselves. Snacks told me, I said something about the Redskins winning, and Snacks goes, "You mean the Washington football team? That's a racial slur that you said." I'm like, I said it wasn't a racial slur in March.
It was always a racial
yeah,
slur.
That's what it is.
Well, that is true.
But Snacks is so down with Jackie Robinson. He did a report on Jackie Robinson, and Muhammad Ali and Louis Armstrong were three of his reports. He even wore a dashiki in his school. They had Snacks wear it because they had, I don't know, they were doing racial, I don't know what they were doing.
Did he take a knee and is Pelosi his mentor?
No, this is when he was in first grade. But regardless, he was like, it was always a racial slur. I'm like, I mean, didn't feel like it was like 2012 in fantasy football drafts, but yeah.
The Eagles must have felt great because they decided to rework Jason Peters' deal because he's now playing left tackle. Yeah. Chase Young beats for a sack. He's part of a line that gave him 8 sacks, so he's now making $8 million, $4 million guaranteed. Must have felt great.
Yep. By the way, drafted Andre Dillard in the first round. He's out for the year this year. Did nothing last year. Out for the year this year. And you got Lane Johnson on the other side. But it was it's not great. It's not great for them. So that's one game.
All right, I'll tell you what else wasn't great was Tampa's offensive line.
No, Donovan Smith. What a nightmare for the left tackle.
Holy crap. Brady was under pressure. Not that Brady threw was great. He threw a couple of really bad balls. It looked a lot like last year.
Honestly, that's what I thought. Yeah. I thought Brady looked like last year.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if this is going to be – he's got better targets, but Mike Evans got a long – what did Mike Evans' numbers end up being? He had that long pass interference. Tom Brady went down the field.
Mike Evans was zero.
Mike Evans went down. He and Marshawn Lattimore got into it a couple times pretty good.
One reception, two yards.
That's a zero. And he had like a 50-yard pass interference. Brady got down the field twice because of pass interference penalties.
Yeah.
I tell you what, Chris Godwin got hurt yesterday, got smacked. I don't know that all that Tampa hype, at some point, age wins. And Tommy was under pressure yesterday, and he did not look like he liked it very much.
No, he didn't, and he just threw the one ball up, and he wasn't hit. His arm wasn't hit. He just threw that ball poorly.
Well, I think and then the receiver cut his route off, but it was still a bad throw.
Well, there was two guys there. He couldn't even –
I don't know how he could have fit
run
it in
that
between
way.
That
it was
bracket,
Evans.
Yeah.
And how could he have even possibly gotten to that ball? There was absolutely no chance. And then the how eerily similar was that pick six to his Miami pick six?
Yep.
I mean
– last year?
Yes. I mean, almost identical.
It's almost like the same one that they got against in the Super Bowl. The Saints got with Porter against Peyton Manning.
Yeah, I mean,
the other side of the field.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. How about the interference call in the Cowboys game?
I mean, it technically was, but you're not calling that a whole lot. But, I mean,
that was good acting. But Ramsey was beat.
Yeah.
And he just acted the hell out of that.
Yeah, Gallup had him. And that, you know, for some people are going to be pissed because – they had Gallup over 55.5 yards, and he ended up at 50.
That seems like a rather specific number.
Yeah.
Are you one of those people?
How do you know people? Man, you must have been studying all the prop bets.
Yeah, I know people
that was such a big deal to people.
Wow.
I know people who thought.
How many people texted you? Oh,
Gallup, I had Gallup.
What was the under-over on Scotty?
Many people
texted
me.
What was the under-over on Scotty Miller, do you think?
I didn't see him.
But you just know Gallup's for sure.
I saw that.
You just know Gallup.
You didn't have yards for Devontae Parker? You just had Michael Gallup's number?
DK Metcalf was 60 for people who needed to know that.
Oh, look at that.
That was an over.
Mm-hmm. How many tiers for Baker Mayfield as far as over-under? Because I'm sure he was crying at some point yesterday.
Over-under, 26.5 tiers.
Mm-hmm.
Baker Mayfield, sometimes you're just good in college. That's just how it is sometimes. Sometimes you're just a good college player in a good college system with guys running wide open. Baker Mayfield has shown very little up to this point. And when you have those kind of alphas and personalities in the locker room, sometimes it's not – you know, Baker, you can have all the pseudo swag you want, walking around, looking into the ocean.
Dancing.
Yeah, you can do all that stuff.
All the commercials.
All the commercials you want. But when it comes time to actually lead Odell Beckham Jr., an alpha like Jarvis Landry,
Before you go on, can we call Odell Beckham Jr. considering the news we found us alpha considering the news we found out last week? Are you an alpha if you're requesting that particular act?
I don't know. You're a freak.
I don't. Bro,
I need a.
I kind of feel like guys might go. Let me.
Let me paint a picture. Let me paint a picture for you.
No, it's just a big personality.
Yeah, because
alpha is Jarvis Landry. He's a big personality.
I don't know if you're an alpha if you want to lay on your back and allow for that to happen to you. I don't know if that makes you an alpha.
What is wrong with you?
What is wrong with him?
No, that's what I'm saying. Him. They look terrible. And by the way, the Ravens, good Lord, they're coming here next week.
It didn't look any different.
No.
It didn't look any different for the Ravens. Like Lamar Jackson just whipping your ass with tight ends.
Is it the regular season?
It looked the exact same.
Yes.
This looked you know what? Here's what looked the exact same. Russell Wilson to DK Metcalf looked the same as his rookie year. Matt Ryan getting a bunch of stats in a losing effort looked the same. The Cleveland Browns looked the same. Lamar Jackson looked the same. The Texans looked the same. The Chiefs looked the same. We just got done talking about just those games. I mean, I don't know. What else? So we can get to other games as well. But Cowboys tricking out on the road looks the same.
DeAndre looked the same.
DeAndre Hopkins looked the same. Looked like the same D-Hop.
Wow. And by the way, if you 2017, you said – well, Kyler Murray is going to be much better than Baker Mayfield. Guess what?
You mean the kid who couldn't beat out Kyle Allen?
Yeah, the kid who
at A&M.
A&M that went there and was sitting behind Baker when he's winning the Heisman, and he hadn't played worth a crap. And look at him yesterday, and look at Baker yesterday.
By the way, if you went back to that draft and said Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen will be substantially better than Josh Rosen, Sam Darnold, and Baker Mayfield, those draft pick 4 and 5. Actually, Sam Darnold was actually Josh Allen was drafted ahead of Josh Rosen, right?
Yeah, Rosen was like 10, right? Were the Bills worse?
Yeah, Rosen. No. The Cardinals drafted up. I think Rosen was the fourth quarterback to go. Allen was the third quarterback. But if you had said Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, because Lamar was people weren't sure what to do with Lamar. Josh Allen, people were just banging on Josh Allen because inaccurate and all this stuff.
Well, guess what?
Seventh overall.
Yeah.
He still kind of is.
Did you see that throw?
Did you see wide open in the end zone that he just missed?
Yeah, he's going to do that. But you know who else did that? Cam. I mean, he really is.
They're very much.
Similar
to Dolphins Cam. Get both of them. Week one for Cam, and Cam looked just like the Cam from four years ago.
Just run it in near the goal line.
Efficient. The Page didn't ask him to throw the ball downfield very much. Play action. Get in the flats, get it to Edelman in the slot. If that's the way things are going to go, he's got a real shot because not that the Patriots are going to – they don't have any weapons, but if they can run the football that way, he's gonna probably play pretty well.
And Josh Allen has more weapons now with Diggs being added. He's got Zach Moss taking some of the heavy lifting around the goal line, but he still scored a 2-yard touchdown as a runner. He still can run the ball. He still is going to be a little inaccurate, but has the big arm to make a lot of throws. He's Cam. I mean, he's Cam Newton all over again, just not quite the same runner, but he's very similar. And we saw you can win with that. Now, how high? I don't know. But right now, the two quarterbacks you feel best about easily are Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. Yep. It's not even close.
Go ahead.
All right, let's break it here. We are live at Wildcat for the CCA, the Coastal Conservation Association, and we're going to be here. We'll hear a little bit from them. And we got a big talk. They got both courses today
open
out here.
Okay.
No, they got both courses.
Oh, you mean booked?
Booked.
Oh, that's a good tournament.
This tournament is huge. It's huge. So, and you can if you are a fisherman or we got an auction that we can show you. We can go online and bid on some stuff here that you're really, really going to like. We'll tell you about that in just a little bit as well. You know what I just did, Lance? I texted money to 232323. You know the quote that came back?
What?
Was a third of what we're paying.
What?
A third.
A third?
A third.
Well, you know, I always,
less than a third.
I always tell people that I've seen savings over $3,000 before. And I just thought, what the hell? How is that possible? But there are some people who have just been paying ridiculous amounts
of money.
Ours
is ridiculous compared to this.
Yeah, and a lot of people just don't know because they haven't shopped. When you shop with TGS, you're shopping A-rated insurance companies. Now, as John just mentioned, he is going to save a third, and this has already looked at an aggregate they've already aggregated A-rated insurance companies, and they shop them all simultaneously through their algorithm, and they're able to do that through just a text of money, the word money, to 232323. You text the word money to 232323, just like John did. He did that. It asks you for your address, put your address in, you get a hard, firm quote, and that's an annual savings now. So John is going to save a third, or he's going to pay a third of what he was paying previously. That's going to be a savings of way more than $900. I can promise you that. Make sure that you do the same thing. Text the word money to 232323. It's simple. Even if you're not, if you say, well, I don't need my homeowner's insurance, I still got four more months, you can switch over right now and they get all your prorated money back. You don't have to wait till the end of your that. You don't have to do that on car insurance and home insurance. You can switch today. You can get switched in one day. Text the word money to 232323.
ESPN 97.5.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club on Alameda. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You can check out the Coast Conservation Association at ccatexas.org. You can also, if you want to bid, you're in your car right now and you're in traffic and you're just sitting there, you're not doing anything. You can bid on auction items from – the sponsors are Academy, Carbach Brewing, Praisex Family Smokehouse, Tito's. There's all kinds of great stuff in here. Engel, all kinds of great stuff that you can bid on in here.
It's Dave South. You just called Prosix Praisex. Dave South here for Prosix Sausage.
Is it Prosix? Yeah.
That's a Czech company.
Prosix Sausage, Smokehouse.
That means Czechoslovakia.
Yep, and you can bid on all kinds of items in there. All you got to do is text right now, F-O-R-E, four, like the like four, F-O-R-E, C-C-A, 20, to 76278, and then just follow the instructions are simple. All you got to do is text F-O-R-E, C-C-A, 20, one word, F-O-R-E, C-C-A, 20, to 76278. And you can start bidding on great stuff that they've got, all kinds of great stuff. And you're going to get it cheaper than you would by going to the store. So if there's anything in there that you need, you're going to get it at a better price because it's an auction, and you always win. So great stuff. We appreciate you being here. We're live at Wildcat, where the CCA has their golf tournament today. We will hear from Eric and Taylor and some of the guys a little bit later.
Hey, if you guys want to jump in on the Rockets, Mike D'Antoni is out. He said he won't come back. Don't worry. It's a mutual parting. If you want to talk about next steps for the Rockets, if you want to get to really, frankly, any of those issues with the Rockets, jump in at 713-780-3776. That's 713-780-3776. Also, anything having to do football-related, whether it was Sunday's games, Saturday's games, we will get to that. But definitely understand that today's going to be a day that we pick up on some Rockets talk that we haven't had a chance to have because it's a big deal. I mean, it's a big deal. This team is they won the first one, lost four straight, and really got their asses kicked, I think, in all of them, didn't they? Except I don't count the one where they got within five. That was a joke. They were losing the whole time. Were they ever competitive? I mean, they were in the game where they had the big third quarter and took the lead, and then the Lakers finished them off in game two. But after game two, it was an ass kicking.
Yeah, that fourth quarter was an ass kicking. And you got it, and that's money time. And they were the Rockets wilted, and James' team wilted when they needed them most. We see teams stepping up. That Toronto-Boston game on Friday night was holy crap. back and forth, and Boston just made all those plays, and you're just like, why can't
I don't know.
Why is it that every team we see just steps up with gigantic nuts?
Is around the perimeter. Like, I don't know if I can do this anymore. This everything has to, where you go in, as soon as you go inside, you're immediately looking to kick it back outside. I'm over that. I'm over 53s. It's great when it's falling.
But wait a minute. 53s is fine. You know what? I'm down with 53s. But when it's 30 and 33 to 30, you have zero advantage.
Yeah.
When you're playing small ball and you're taking the same amount of threes as your opponent.
Yeah, the math advantage is gone.
It's gone.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And that was the case. That was the case in the last four games.
But the Lakers took away, you know, one of the things we saw is that the Rockets, we saw weaknesses. We saw a crack in the Rockets offense. Teams exploited it, and there was nothing Mike D'Antoni did. I don't want to say there's nothing he could do. There's nothing he did to fix it. That double team at James off of the high, when the Rockets come with a high screen and roll at all, or the high screen, teams just double now. They just double and they're ready to rotate because they can rotate off of Russ. You can rotate off of Russ. You know you can rotate off of Russ. And teams decided we're going to take James away by doing that. Then you had the Lakers running out aggressively, overplaying the three-point shot, overplaying it so that they were run off the line inside the – and they don't have great finishers. I mean, they've got some, but they're not – and they don't have mid-range. Doesn't exist.
No.
So the Rockets
Your mid-range shooter.
Yeah, and it got the Rockets out of the flow of their offense. It slowed the offense down. It caused them to eat up more clock. They couldn't really keep early offense going for them. They were completely out of rhythm. I mean, the Lakers, Frank Vogel outcoached Mike D'Antoni, and the Rockets couldn't execute in the half court. And that's all she wrote. And I think it just shows, as long as you take the ball out of James Harden's hands, he's going to be ineffective because he's not going to work without the ball.
No. Well, that's the thing that Mike D'Antoni could have done. James, run without the ball.
Got to implement it.
You know what? If that's the case, if James would try to get open without the ball, then maybe you can counteract him getting double teamed. Then maybe you can count. But him just standing there is, I mean, you're basically playing 3-on-5 because Russ can't shoot from out there. You're basically playing 3-on-5 offensively.
Mm-hmm.
So what? You got to get a coach in here that can actually get.
You don't think they're a coach away?
I don't think they're.
Do you think they're Jeff?
I think this is about as poorly constructed a team as there. This is on Daryl. When you say we're going to shoot 53s a game, get guys that can make threes.
Yeah.
I mean, I look at the Miami team and go, what the hell? How do you? And it's not just draft picks. They go out and find guys that can shoot. They fill in with guys that can actually shoot. This is what the Rockets should look like. Miami, they should look like them.
With Butler.
With Butler James. And Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero.
Yeah.
And, I mean, one big guy, Bam, who can actually shoot.
And even Kelly Olynyk, when he gets shots, is a guy who can shoot from the outside. As you guys are talking, and it feels like, and it's just because the Rockets put us in the cycle, and it's not really about you guys, but if you're a Rocket fan, aren't you tired? Aren't you tired of this? Now, the defense will be we make Western Conference Finals a couple times. We are hamstring away since James has been here. There was a CBS Sports, their official Twitter account, put out a list of accomplishments or just a profile since James has been here. The Conference Finals, the Western Conference Semifinals, all those things. And then at the end, they put zero finals appearances. And Rocket fans predictably got upset. Wait, we shouldn't be proud of those accomplishments? That's fine. You can feel good about those. That's your right. But aren't you tired of this happening every offseason where you're questioning your best player? Or
is it looks the same every year.
Or that.
That's
there, there is no change. There's always a predictable game or two in a series where whether it be us or people out there can watch and go, man, where the hell was James?
Do you really see growth? See, I've actually gone through the numbers. I don't think a lot of people have gone through the numbers. I've actually gone through the numbers. There's not growth. In some cases, I would actually say James feels pressure more now than he did early in his career. You could see a level of free stroking early on in the first 3 years. It's really gone the other way. I think he feels the pressure and creates pressure on himself and he doesn't like it. And you see him willing to fade away at times and let other people do some of the dirty work. And I just – the team's not good enough for him to not be the focal point. It's just not. You had the 1 year where you had that chance where all the pieces had aligned perfectly, a young and expensive rim protector who were you could catch lobs and dunk it. You had P.J. Tucker, the hard-nose, you know, the hard-nose perfect little bolt and nut that held everything together. You had Chris Paul, the guy that could do, you know, the coaching, the teamwork guy and the chemistry guy. You had him. You had Trevor Ariza, another guy who could guard multiple positions. You had different little fixtures. And then you have James Harden, who could do his thing, but you weren't completely reliant. Now you've actually become more reliant on James, and I don't think that's – and actually, I would also say your pieces don't fit nearly as cleanly anymore.
And the unique thing about this team is that James is unlike other superstars where he will likely be here unless the Rockets trade him because everyone resets. Like LeBron was with Miami for 4 years, mm-hmm. saw a decline – wanted out, went back to Cleveland. We know Kevin Durant's story. After he determined that it wasn't going to work in OKC with Russ, he went to Golden State, and then he's now in Brooklyn. I mean, James and Steph, you think, and now Giannis is up next. James and Steph are kind of unique, and
Wade was there forever.
Yeah, that's true, but he came before all the player movement. Now, that's true. He's one of those guys. He wasn't a superstar anymore. When it became time for guys to start making these decisions, he was good, but he wasn't at the level of LeBron and others. I think maybe that's what it is, that James has decided he wants to be here, so people are going to back him to the end.
Well, he can't have it better. He's making $200 million. He doesn't really have the pressure. I mean, he knows he runs the team. He's got the best situation in basketball. He doesn't have to win. This media is way too soft on him. In any other market, if he's in Philadelphia right now, he's catching hell. You know what? He's just off right now, probably on his yacht somewhere, and he's fine. He took his yacht from Orlando. You can't take a yacht from Orlando, but you can go down to Tampa. He could probably helicopter down to Tampa.
James has a yacht?
And yeah. Haven't you seen the commercials?
That was a commercial. I think Adidas rented that for the commercial,
Probably.
Hey, with $200 million, I'll bet almost anything that James has a yacht. Well, I'm not sure if he likes the water. I'm not sure.
You never know.
You never know. I know he's got a plane.
I don't think look at him as a water guy, a boat guy.
I don't know. No. I don't know.
I mean,
I know is this, is that he's got it. He's got a perfect situation. When he doesn't like a coach or a player, he gets rid of them. They're not around anymore. He doesn't have the pressure of a big sports market that's crushing him, that where he's honestly, he wants to win. He wants to win, but did he play any better in that series against Oklahoma? Did he play any better against the Lakers?
We actually found somebody who could slow him down.
Did he play any better against the Lakers?
No. This isn't anything. I mean, it now has become people who have people have unplugged from the Matrix, I think very highly of Daryl Morey, but look, the truth is the truth, and the truth is this is a team right now. As I was just naming those players just from 2 years ago, here's your Chris Paul, Clint Capella, James Harden, Eric Gordon, Trevor Ariza, P.J. Tucker. Right off the bat, that's six. Like, man, that's so much better than what you have right now, your six that you have right now. I mean, I respect Robert Covington did a great job, but, I mean, Russ did the same Russ stuff that he always does.
Yeah, no, he's Russ.
You can't win with Russ.
No.
You got two guys you can't win with. And you've had to change your offense because of Russ into small ball, which got the brakes beaten off. You're like, it was so easy for Anthony. Look, Anthony Davis didn't get in the paint. He just took 12 and 18-foot fadeaways. And he's such a sweet shooter that he made him. He had a lot of easy second
rebound putbacks. He looked a lot like Dirk.
Yeah, it was just – The Rockets are just I don't see how they can't change their fortune unless they trade James. It's the only way.
Are you?
There are no draft picks.
Man, we got to go. What are you doing?
There's no way.
You haven't said anything.
Come on, Dell. What do we have you here for?
When I do this.
No, Lance Loken is waiting for me to talk about him was what Lance Loken.
Like
holy crap.
I'm not
throwing
up the rock.
When Lance Loken is sitting here going, hey, what about me over here?
Well, Lance Sirlein won't shut up.
He's throwing up the U, Dell was.
No, I wasn't.
So Lance Loken is who I want to talk about, not Lance Zerline. Lance Loken, if you find a dream job, okay, Evan found his dream job. He had to get out of Cyprus. Just 3 days on the market, 11 showings. The Loken Group helped sell their home for $10,000 over list price. This is what happens. What happens if your agent can't sell your home and the listing expires? You need to go to the Loken Group who consistently sell homes other agents can't sell. Want to sell your home without all the hassle and stress? How about an immediate cash offer? To achieve top dollar for your home, you need an agent that can create an auction-like effect. It's what Lance Loken does every single day with all the buyers that he has. Are you worried you won't be able to sell your home for the price you want? Lance Loken will buy it. He'll buy it. Is your home still on the market? How long has it been? Because the average home on the market for the Loken Group is 30 days. The average on the market for the average agent is 56 days. That's almost twice as long. And listen, so I'm telling you, if you're looking for the best way to sell your home, this guy's great. You'll love him. Great guy. This is the guy that you call. 281-861-4624, The Loken Group, L-O-K-E-N, part of Keller Williams Platinum. 281-861-4624 or thelokengroup.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club on Almeda. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
And on ESPN 92.5.com. We got to get
or
that
just
in.
ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 92.5.
And we don't have a .com for 92.5. Yeah.
Oh, I want to do it, 92.5.com. ESPN 92. Look at Monty in here. You want to talk about doing a great job in here. This Wildcat staff is unbelievable. We had lunch here. We just came in and had lunch here Friday. And just to have lunch, the food here is great. So if you're in the Pearland neighborhood, you want to come. But ESPN, I listened to 92.5 coming in. Perfect.
Lance, did you listen to it on your way in?
Yeah, Lance. When did you get here? Lance?
Before the show?
After. That's true.
Like everybody.
No.
No, not like me. No. I was here at 6.
I thought I was at the station.
After I texted you. I texted you and Dell on Saturday.
Don't forget.
Said,
you
should have
just sent it directly to him. You don't have to worry about me.
I knew you
should have, like, 8 texts in a row to him. Hey,
don't
by the
forget.
Way. Spam
I was
his
gonna
phone.
Say it again. I was gonna do it again this morning, but I just wanted to see.
I pulled up in the parking lot, and I knew something didn't feel right. I'm like, what am I missing? Did I forget something? Like, did I forget my shoes? Like, no, my shoes are here. Mm. My keys. I got my wallet.
That's
got my mask. I'm like, oh, that's right. The show is at Wildcat. And you know what? If it wasn't during a pandemic, I'd have been late. The traffic's just different now. I mean, it just is.
It's different. Yeah, it does.
It's just not the same.
Oh, here's where James was. He went to the turkey leg hut.
What do you mean?
That's where he went after the game when he got back. Because there's a picture of him right there.
Oh, at the turkey leg hut?
Yeah.
I don't say I blame him. Turkey leg hut's that's pretty good.
Talk to Gemini Man.
No.
He said, I'm sick. It ain't even been 24 hours. And then he follows it up with, look at this piece of S. So he feels differently than you do.
Who is that? That's
whoever just... Gemini Man is. He doesn't have his real picture in there. He's just a guy with the.
And what's it a picture of?
He just has an avatar of the Joker.
No, but what's a picture?
Well, James
at
turkey leg. He's just hanging out eating. Got a picture.
James isn't allowed to go eat it.
No, stay home and feel like crap like the rest of us.
What's better than him not being at a party somewhere?
What's the difference? He's just hanging out.
Oh, eating turkey legs stuffed with wonderful stuff.
Get in your house. Stay in your house.
If there wasn't a pandemic, he would have been at a party someplace.
So did you want to get turkey leg hut to go?
Delivered.
Look at all the people here.
So many people.
I don't see any masks. I know why he's there.
PJ Tucker. That's PJ Tucker. Is this current? This is that's PJ Tucker.
Is that PJ on the right?
Yeah. Yes.
Look at the two girls. Okay.
We got a question.
Is this might not be current.
Yeah.
Because usually people who work behind
They have to mask.
People behind who work behind the bar have masks.
I don't think this is – I don't think – let's stop
and that
slander.
Looks like a – hold on. That looks like a tent.
It is a tent.
That's not
it's
a –
it's outside of a strip club.
No, it's not.
It's a turkey leg hut tent outside a strip club.
Well, look at his hair. Does he have
– look at the twist like he had during
no,
the –
no, he's got a hat on.
Not a hat on.
I don't think that's
– oh, no,
I don't
yeah.
think that's,
and it's pulled back. Looks like he's losing his hair. It is current.
Are you sure?
I don't know because no one's wearing a mask or even around their neck or anywhere. Even
usually
the servers.
Behind the servers.
No, yeah, the servers usually wear a mask.
And that's not at Turkey Leg Hut. That's somewhere. That's
no,
on
that's
remote.
Somewhere else.
Yeah. And there's and PJ's there with them.
Well, I mean, PJ's out too.
I'm going to say.
What does PJ being with him have anything to do?
I'm just saying there's another guy there. Another player. I'm going to say that's not a current picture.
I think that's maybe not a current picture either.
I don't think so either. Can Joe Burrow get any love for driving the Bengals down for the win and then Fat Randy blowing it?
No, he doesn't get any love.
True story, although he had a terrible interception.
How about kickers ruining my life this weekend? What about Jake Spavital? Texas State.
Dell and Raheel were texting about that. I didn't see that one.
Oh, my God. They return a kick with a minute to go, a minute five left. Texas State returns a punt 90 yards to tie the game, and the left-footed freshman kicker misses so badly, pulls it. A duck hook.
This is college extra point.
College extra point from 3 yards out.
College. It's a 20-yarder.
Yeah. And he was 5 for 5 before that.
Uh-huh.
Pressure.
Yeah, or 4 for 4, whatever.
Pressure.
And he pulls it, and then in overtime, he's got a chippy again, and he did the same thing, and UTSA beats Jake.
And this was their backup quarterback, right? Because their starter had quarantine
who,
or
Vitt?
Yeah.
Well, Vitt's their starter.
Well, he started last year. I saw the tweet that he started last year, but he didn't start week 1 because he was in quarantine, and then the backup. And then the guy who started in week 1 was in quarantine this week.
Well, but Vitt's their player. He's their starter.
I don't know. I just know how they put it, that they've had a quarterback each week not be available because of COVID stuff.
We've been told, Dell, can you please check Turkey Leg Hut's Instagram page?
Well, that's that is the one that'll determine if it's a new
– I just had a text. Just said, look at the shirt James is wearing. Look at the Turkey Leg Hut.
What does it say? Lakers 4-1.
It's a Breonna Taylor shirt.
That's a new. That would be a huge stretch for him to put that. Oh, this happened. This is new. Yep, Turkey. Yep, look, him and PJ hanging out at Turkey Leg Hut 10 hours ago.
Man, good times.
Good
times.
Hey, man, so they lost on a they lost Saturday, so he was back in town and went to Turkey Leg Hut. Probably maybe his first meal.
Why can't he go eat? Man, can't
you were just upset about it. Now you're not.
No, you just changed.
Huh?
You changed. Where'd you change?
I'm a Turkey Leg Hut. I'm all about it.
I love that place. It was the one time I went. It was great food, but it's not as bad as dancing after game 6.
No.
Against the Spurs.
No, going straight to the white party. No.
All whites.
Yeah. But people would like him to feel some pain, I think, because they felt the pain of the loss.
It just doesn't look like he's. I mean,
he's just hanging out.
I just.
What is I don't care.
To do,
Chris, you know, Chris Paul was. Chris Paul was devastated. Yeah,
that's what
LeBron,
people want. That's
yeah,
what people
LeBron
want.
Was devastated after his losses. Yeah, people want him to be devastated after a loss.
He's got to go eat a turkey leg.
I just don't. And that's the next day. And maybe we're just projecting.
That is the next afternoon, however.
Yeah.
I mean,
played on Saturday night. He was at Turkey Leg Hut
really
the next night. So they probably flew back in the morning, and then he was back.
He said it was 10 hours ago. Nick said it was 10 hours
ago. Yeah, it was last night.
Yeah. Man, hey, you've been there in the bubble for a long time. You want to get your food? That's fine. Somebody takes a picture. I get it. I'm trying to be fair about it. Well, he took a picture. He went and got something. He took a picture with PJ.
He went to go get something, and he got his picture taken.
That's fine. But it's not an old picture.
No, it's current. I just think people who do care about it, I don't fall in that category. But people who do are like, hey, could you have just hung out at home because
we don't want to see you.
The loss really sucked, and we don't want to see a smile on your face.
Did you stay home yesterday, or did you go out?
No, I.
Did you go out anywhere?
It's a pandemic. I'm not going anywhere.
No, yesterday afternoon, you didn't even leave the house?
No, I was.
Did you go get some food somewhere? Oh, you were out of town.
Yeah,
Rockets lost, and you went out of town. You don't give a rat's ass.
But he was out of town.
I was out of town watching the Rockets lose.
Well, you should have come right home.
I came back in town.
You should have come right home.
I did.
Okay.
I came
straight home.
Probably. I got here about the same time as James. Probably.
And you didn't go out to get anything to eat last night?
No, I ate at home.
James, just eat your turkey leg and
and crisp cut fries at home. That's all people want. They don't want to
see
you out.
Yeah, but fries at home are not as, they're not going to be as good. If you take them home,
I know, but they don't want to see them out.
Fries are great at home. What is it? When did this become a thing?
To-go fries?
You never get fries somewhere and bring them home?
Yeah, but to-go fries are not as good. It depends.
First of all,
you cannot have it in plastic. Because then it steams the fries.
That's true.
It's got to be in – you can do it in the styrofoam with holes cut out of the styrofoam.
Oh, my God.
You let the steam out of it. You steam the
fries.
No one
gives a rat's ass. Just eat fries.
You don't like fries.
I love fries.
You don't know nothing about fries.
Then you would know not to let your fries steam.
You don't know nothing about
fries. You don't like crispy fries?
What do you
like, home-style fries?
You know what? Bring it home to your Texas custom patio and then tell me about
it. My kids were out there yesterday.
They should stay home because the Rockets lost.
They were at home.
They should stay inside.
They were in the patio. They were at the patio with the Rockets loss, and they were not happy. I got phone calls. Dad, me and my wife were out of town just trying to enjoy ourselves away from the kids, taking a little trip to a house, and kids are calling about the – and they're out on the patio, and Mimi's watching her show inside, and the kids are watching the Rockets on the patio, and that's how it goes. I mean, we've got our patio from Texas Custom Patio, and it's another room basically in the house. That's what it is. You got a home. You got a separate kitchen if you want to have a separate kitchen. You have what I consider a separate home, a separate room. You got an outdoor living space. And this patio, they're unbelievable. The detail that they go into to build you something that is going to not only beautify your home, but it's going to retain its value. Whatever you put into that patio, you typically get out of when it comes time to sell your home. And they also do they can do the gutters. They can do match your roof. They do the siding. I mean, they did all this stuff for me. They gave me a completely brand new backyard. So make sure that you go check out all the before and after pictures at TexasCustomPatios.com and set up your consultation so you can turn your house into a home with the beautiful work from TexasCustomPatios.com.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!